Back to you all. All right, Kristen, thank you.
Who's here? Carson Daly is here. Got more reaction to that revealing interview with Edward Snowden.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Really interesting to watch, as you've heard so far this morning, the opinion switch during the interview last night with Brian. The online opinion did the exact same. Come on over to the Orange Room, and let me try and break it down exactly what we noticed all day yesterday and certainly during the interview last night in Prime here on NBC. We asked you to hashtag traitor or patriot. This was provided by Twitter CEOs. It shows some of the Twitter activity during the day yesterday, and you'll see the surge happen here in a second. Green patriot, blue traitor, getting a lot of activity. That's during the interview itself. But pretty much, by and large, during the day, we saw this trend. About 53-47, the majority of you looked at Edward Snowden as a traitor. Okay, now this is where it gets interesting. This is 9 p.m. Eastern time, an hour before the interview aired. You can see that traitor, just like we've been saying, was pretty much sort of in the lead there. The interview starts here. This surge in hashtag patriot all of a sudden jumps right after the interview airs on the East Coast. And you can see clearly once there was a face to the story and all the things that we've heard this morning, people's opinion online drastically changed. And it continued that trend through 2 a.m. Eastern, which is when it finished airing on the West Coast. As it stands this morning, when we got in, here's the shift. 61% think he's a patriot and 39% a traitor. So your online opinion has certainly changed after the interview aired. Guys, we'll have much more on this coming up in the next half hour.
Wow. Fascinating stuff.